Hello, good afternoon on a very, very wet day in the Cork outdoors here. I'm outdoors in Cork in the wild outdoors, and I'm an audio blogger in the outdoors. The fact that I'm in a motor car traveling within a tunnel underneath the River Lee, I think doesn't disqualify me from calling myself an outdoor audio blogger, does it? But I think almost all of my audios are outdoors, and I call the outdoors great, so I'm a great outdoors blogger, which is all a kind of a silly way to start an audio book when you can't be quite sure how you want to start it, but you know damn well exactly what you want to talk about next. So moving on, this will be about 4 minutes long, I suspect, if I can stretch it that far. I want to talk about the predicament a man found himself in recently when he was called upon to reflect upon his own worth, his own value. And he did what I suppose certainly every woman I've ever met in my life does, which is basically put herself down and say, well, of course, there are people who are much better at this than I am. So, for example, there are a whole lot of people who blog about food. And you know, you say to somebody, who's a good food blogger? And they will immediately tell you, well, certainly, you know, I may blog every day about food, but I'm no good. The person you really want to look at is this super-duper, you know, everybody thinks they're great, phenomenal photographs, brilliant pedigree, whatever you like, you know, that everybody thinks is the best food blogger in the world, you see. So everybody says, well, look, in comparison with them, I'm poor. I don't deserve to be considered in the awards, etc., etc. So that human trait, which, okay, I'll be straight, I regard women as having mastered it much more than men have, and I certainly, you know, regard it as not being mastered all that well in North America, but certainly it's widespread in over here in Ireland and Britain, and it's absolutely essential in Denmark. And as far as I know, it's normal custom and practice in Southeast Asia. That idea that I nearly said humiliate yourself. You basically say, look, you know, how could anybody think I was any good at it? These are the other people. And I think there's there's all sorts of psychology, which we won't go into, about why on earth people, you know, get their defence in first in case anybody says they're not as good as somebody else. I don't want to refer to any of that side of it altogether. I just leave all that stuff which fascinates me out of the picture altogether. I just refer only to one feature of this situation that I think many people will be familiar with. And it's very simply this, which is that if I put it very simply, at my best, if you think that the best blogger on a topic is super duper impressive, what you overlook inevitably is that most people themselves are not impressive in the same sense. So if I tell you that, for example, I am a bumbling chef who burns everything practically that he puts in the oven and hasn't, you know, there's very little chance that what I put in the oven will come out right. But, you know, I'm very enthusiastic about it. I'm no bloody good at it. But what I will do is actually I will tell you about, you know, exactly what happens. You know, I'll show you photographs of the evidence. I'll show you photographs of the bloody mess I create in my kitchen. I'll even tell you, you know, what my family said. You know, how much a pain in the neck it was to have me cooking. And I'll also tell you about all the people who politely declined to come to my next week's dinner party when they heard that I was doing the cooking of it rather than my wife. So basically, if you are like that, you're going to attract a huge following. Absolutely, you're going to attract a much more loyal following than if you were very good at cooking. Because what will actually happen, really, and you know this as well as I do, by the way, is that we'll all empathise with you, right? We'd all say, oh my goodness, you know, it's nice to see somebody who's as bad as I am at something being good enough to share what they're like. So basically, we're much more interested in bumbling idiots than we are with highly impressive people, right? Highly impressive people are intimidatory, right? They're, you know, God, who wants to be? You know, the greatest fear I'd ever have had would be that, for example, that I'd find myself at a dinner party with John Lennon. You know, I wouldn't have known what to do. I would have felt I was in the wrong place. I mean, this man would have been way out of, you know, I wouldn't have dreamt of even speaking to him, right? But if you put me in sort of in the same table as some poor guy who was driving really hard and had only learned three notes and who could barely sing, but was out there every weekend trying to strut his stuff and doing it, you know, without thinking that he was, you know, obnoxiously good, but was really trying hard. Sure, I'd love company of people like that. I mean, look, I love McColgan's company, right? I mean, there's no doubt about it, I love McColgan's company, right? Do you think I'd like McColgan's company half as well if he was a bloody, seriously, massively impressive podcaster? You know, who, you know, knew everything? Did everything perfectly? Of course not. I'm much more interested in, you know, listening to McColgan in order to see, well, you know, how many mistakes is he going to make this morning, you know? Absolutely. That's how it works, you see. So, you know, next time you're in the running for outdoor blogger of the year, right, and you're, you know, humble enough to say, well, look, you better, you know, vote for all the others because I'm not really up to much good at it. Just remember that what you do as you're... what you do as an amateur walker, we'll call it, or an amateur chef, or an amateur photographer, is you let the rest of us bloody well learn something and be amused. And you know, none of us want to be the greatest at anything, really. You know, it's a scary thing to be the best at something because there's only one way to go. Yeah, there's only one way to go when you're the best. So if you're the world's greatest food blogger, you'll hardly sleep at night, right? You'll hardly sleep at night because some, I nearly swore there, some other unkind person trying to knock me off the perch. Anyway, look, that's enough. I said 4 minutes. I probably did about 9 minutes, so that's it. And thank you to the gentleman, that nice English gentleman, who has, you know, discovered himself to be nominated for some kind of an award. I'll vote for him because I won't have read any of the others anyway, so what am I going to do? Why shouldn't I vote for him? I'm a bit lost here, so I'm going to have to say goodbye for now. So it's Paul O'Mahony. Thanks ever so much for this afternoon's listen. You're very, very good. I owe you one now for tuning in. I really do owe you one. So please send me one of your audio boos that I can listen to, just so that we'll even up the score. Okay, bye.